Good morning. I am Tiffany Anton from the Biz Foundry, and I have Darren Reed in today, a realtor with RECO, the Real Estate Collective, and the owner of the Fresh Rinse.
Yes.
So welcome to the radio station.
Yeah. Well, thank you for having me.
So tell me, first of all, let's go with the Fresh Rinse.
Yes. Well, I have a kind of an organic story when it comes to it. You know, me and my wife were looking for someone to clean our driveway, and we really couldn't find anyone.
Pressure wash.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Pressure wash our driveway. Couldn't find anyone in the price range that we liked, so we decided to do it ourselves. And then we were like, you know, this isn't too bad. This is pretty easy while we're doing it. And she said, I just want to look fresh. I'm like, yeah, I agree with you. And so I was halfway through it, and I still had to do the rinsing part of it. And she was like, you know, it looks good. I was like, well, wait till I'll rinse it.
Yeah.
And then it just came together, you know, fresh rinse. Yeah. Fresh Rinse. Hey, it's Fresh Rinse. That's our name.
Yeah.
So we're going to go with that.
For those people who haven't seen Darren's logo yet, it is like the Fresh Prince, of Bel Air, for those of you who weren't
in
alive
that generation.
In the 90s. Yeah. But your logo looks as if the logo from the TV show.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, I love that show growing up. So it kind of just came together all together. The colors, I mean, the colors are different legally. There's a little few differences. Obviously, the name's different, but it looks very much like the show.
Yeah, it kind of gives a nod to that. And how cool and memorable. I mean, I saw you at a B&I lunch across the room, and I was like, dang, that guy's logo.
I'm a 90s kid, so it definitely it strikes a chord with me, and I know it does.
So did you have a business before this, or what, you know, I mean, thinking something's easy and, you know, you can do it yourself is one thing, but then actually starting a business and marketing it and getting customers and all that kind of stuff, that's a whole nother thing.
It's a learning process still. I'm still learning, but yeah, I did have a business before. We did, it's called Short Run Trucking. We had a trucking business. It's called Beeline Transport. That name has its own origin too. But, we did trucking for Amazon and all that. And then the fuel prices hit, and they hit it pretty hard. And so we decided, hey, let's sell this business and find something a little less overhead, a little more profit. Mm-hmm. And that's why we kind of ventured into this.
Well, and serving people in your own backyard.
Yes,
you
exactly.
You know, serving Amazon is a little bit different than serving everybody in your neighborhood.
Yeah, yeah. And kind of driving around the neighborhoods and seeing the need of, you know, people needing things cleaned. You know, my first customer was my niece. She just gotten pregnant. She had algae on her driveway and on her sidewalk. It was a slip hazard. So I was like, you know what? Let me get there and clean that up for you. And so she was a very happy customer, first customer, and kind of gone from there.
Mm-hmm. So what kind of services do you offer besides obviously driveway, pressure washing, and rinsing?
Mm-hmm. So we do driveway mainly, sidewalks. We do soft washing, which is it's like a damage-free process. It doesn't use pressure. It uses a proprietary blend of chemicals to kill algae, get rid of dirt, actually gets rid of bugs and everything too. We do porch washes, we do roof washing, I'll do gutter cleanouts, I can get rid of the stripes on your gutters, just tons of services. I kind of customize everything to the customer.
You were doing a driveway in your own home, but knowing about gutters and roofs and all and the chemicals you can use, mm-hmm. there's probably a huge learning curve to that. Then did you rent a pressure washer when you first did your driveway, or you went all in?
I jumped all in. Yeah. I signed up for a class in Nashville. It was a pressure washing course, how to mix your chemicals, what chemicals to use on certain surfaces, and how to protect plants and all this stuff. It was 3 days of learning how to do the job. So I went all in. I said, you know, I thought this is great for me. Yeah. I love to be outside. And I love
Who
people.
Even knew that there was a pressure wash school?
Right. Yeah. That's what I thought. I was like, pressure washing school. That's crazy. But yeah, it's available and they're out there. And,
yeah.
So I took it. So I consider myself an expert, but 3 days, you know, it's still learning. It's still a learning process.
Well,
but
I'm guessing that some of your evenings and weekends are probably spent kind of keeping up to date on things as well. You can learn one technique or one combination of chemicals, but things change over time.
Things do change over time. Weather is dependent. So if it's a sunny, hot day, I have to use a different mix. If it's a cold, wet day, I have to use a different mix. Algae reacts differently to certain things, and every algae isn't made the same. You know, there's different species of algae all around the Upper Cumberland area. And so that's why I have to go out and kind of put eyes on it, actually, you know, touch it with my fingers and see what it is. Go back home, come up with the chemical compound, and attack it.
So are you a one-man show at this point?
I'm a one-man show. You know, yeah. I like to do it all. I like to work. I love working outside. I told my wife I don't want to give up that customer reaction to anyone else. Mm-hmm. you know, when that customer comes outside and sees that, how much work I've done and what it looks like afterwards, I don't want to give that to anybody. So.
Well, and I'm guessing, like I said, you know, you're working with members of your community, but I'm guessing you're getting so much more of a reaction than you ever were in the trucking industry.
Yes, yeah, yeah. And before I worked in factories, I supervised in factories, so that's, it's not a thankless job, but you don't get the reaction like you do from clients. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so it's going around the community, it's helping the community. I was in the military, so I love service, and that's just, to me, this is the best way to serve people in this industry.
So tell me a little bit about your military background.
Yeah, so I after high school, I went to do some college, and then I joined the Navy. Spent 7 years in the Navy. I was a CB, which is a specific, kind of a specific job in the Navy. It's engineering. And so I'd never been on a ship before. People are always like, really? Never been on a ship? Never been on a ship.
That's a great way to start.
So we flew everywhere. We're more, you know, we flew around with Marines. We did Marine things so I did 7 years of that, got to travel the world, mm-hmm. see some great places and see some not so great places.
And were you from here originally? Did you come, were you a boomerang? You went off and came back?
Yeah, oh yeah. I'm a Cookeville native. Yeah. I graduated 2002, Cookeville High School. Go Cavs.
Go Cavs.
Go Cavs, yeah. Graduated 2002 and came back to my home.
Yeah. I think that's the thing that when you see so much of the world and you still want to come back here.
Absolutely.
There's something magical about this area.
This area is great. There's no place better. I've spent time in the mountains of Spain. I spent time in Japan and in Germany. Mm-hmm. Everywhere I compare to Cookeville.
But I think that there's the community too. Like it's beautiful here, but also just there's this warm, you know, you're in the heart of the South here. And even as a business owner, have you kind of felt that there's something different about being a business owner in this community?
There really is. It's like you said, it's a warm community. It's an accepting community of, you know, all people. It's home. I mean, it really is. It's, you know, the people are so kind here.
Yeah.
And I love it. I couldn't imagine myself anywhere else.
Yeah. So on top of owning and running a business and being the one that's actually doing the physical labor, you also do real estate as well.
I also do real estate. Yeah.
So how did that kind of come into the mix? And
well, it actually came from me doing several pressure washing jobs for people wanting to sell their homes. And you know, I had a friend that was in it and he said, hey, you know, I've got this guy wanting to sell his home and he needs some work on the outside of his house. And so I go do the job, wash it up, clean it up, actually do some stuff with his mulch and trim a few of his bushes. And he comes out and says, man, this is great. The house sold 2 weeks later. And so I was like, man, I think I can do the other end of this too. Let me get my license. And so jumped into real estate too.
So you when you're a realtor, there's 7,000 places where you can work as a realtor.
Absolutely.
In this town.
Absolutely.
And you've chosen to be with the Real Estate Collective.
Yes.
Can you tell me a little bit about you know, that team atmosphere and what you guys are doing over there and why your decision to choose the Real Estate Collective?
I chose the Real Estate Collective and to no chagrin of any other real estate agencies. It was a warm environment. They accepted me immediately. They opened the session with a prayer. They talk about how the client is first and foremost. You know, we're not out here to make money. We're out here to make dreams come true. And for me, as a person who loves service, it just felt right.
Mm-hmm. It was a good connection.
Good connection. Great connection.
And how long have you been doing the real estate thing?
Not very long. Just since August. I got my license in August, and I'm brand new, but hungry and working hard.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sure that's a interesting. I think, though, knowing exactly what your mission is and you're using this as a hand in hand with what you're doing, you know, you're showing people houses, you're also able to say, hey, there's a driveway that I could do over there. All those things. So how has the business been going since how has Fresh Rinse? When did you start?
I started in 2022. It's picking up slowly. You know, it's like I said, it's a one man operation. So I'm still in the building stage. You know, I've got all the equipment I need and I've got the experience and know-how. Now I'm in the marketing phase. You know, I've learned marketing from the real estate side of things. And so they kind of bounce back and forth. So as I market, I get more business and get to make more people happy.
And how far do you travel? What's your region that you're working in?
I say the Upper Cumberland, but it depends on the job. I mean, I'll go further out. I can't go into Nashville, but, you know, anywhere in the Upper Cumberland, you've got a small house.
So if you're hearing this on the radio,
if you're hearing this on the radio, basically, if you got a small house and a small job, I'll come check it out and I'll come do it for you.
Yeah.
If you have a humongous house, a McMansion as they call them, I'll come do that too.
Yeah,
like I'm here for everybody.
And you have a special deal for the people who are listening today want to let people know about.
Yeah, so if you're listening today and you mention this either in a phone call for estimate or you go online at thefreshrinse931.com, you'll get 10% off of your first service.
So just mention that you heard Darren talking on the radio and you were really impressed and you can get 10% off your services.
10% off, yes.
And what was that website again?
That was thefreshrinse931.com.
Thefreshrinse931.com. So tell me a little bit more of, tell me about some projects that you've done over the past few years that it would just seemed impossible, and maybe the reaction, you know, kind of the wow factor of things that you've done.
Yeah. So recently, a friend of mine, you know, a former church member of mine, not member, but someone I went to church with, mm-hmm. she called me up and she had a pool that hadn't been open for several years and it was in bad shape and it looked, you know, the concrete was brown and filthy. And I looked at her, I said, I don't know what I can do with this, but I'm going to try. So I go out there, I set up all my chemicals, get it going. You know, I surface wash it. It comes out absolutely beautiful. Mm. Looks like the first day it was poured, the concrete. She comes outside and she gives me this huge hug and she starts to tear up and said, I never thought it'd look this good again. And that was probably the toughest job. And that was 2 weeks ago.
Well, and I bet your real estate side thought, man, think of the value. Think of the value.
Yeah,
the
value add. The value,
you know,
add.
I think where people are like, oh, it's just my backyard. Nobody's looking at it. It's not a big deal. You know, I have a stamped concrete patio and it's like, exactly. You know, whatever. It's got leaves that have been there for years in the corner and it's, you know, it's probably moldy and it doesn't bother me, but to go to resell it, it probably needs to be cleaned.
Yeah. Just for your day to day peace of mind. You know, people never really think about washing their house. You know, you wash your car, or you wash, you know, your clothes, you wash everything else. But when you wash your house, you can really see the difference.
Yeah. Yeah.
You come outside and it looks brand new.
We'll be right back. Welcome back. I am Tiffany Anton from the Biz Foundry, and I have Darren Reed in today, the owner of The Fresh Rinse and a Rico real estate agent.
Yay.
Here today. So The Fresh Rinse been around for a few years, and now you're at the point where you're like, okay, I'm ready to scale. I'm ready to go all in on this and really go hard.
Absolutely.
And so one of the things that you've decided in the past little bit is that you need a website.
Yes.
I think so often people start a service business and they think, oh, well, people can just call my cell phone. And when you're out and you're spending 4 or 5 hours working on a driveway or somebody's gutters or, you know, pool deck, you're not answering your phone all the time.
Yes, that's the truth.
And so having people be able to call you and contact you when you're not actually sitting at a computer is pretty valuable.
It's very valuable.
So tell me about that process about creating website and, you know, the learning curve that went into that.
It was quite a learning curve. I am 41 years old and not tech savvy. So I sat down, spent the whole entire evening coming up with this website and just kind of thinking about what would people.
Did you do it yourself?
I did it myself.
Okay. Great.
Me and Squarespace did it together. What would people want when they hit a website? And simply it tells you what I do, tells you my services. You know, we have three packages. The basic package, the standard package, and the premium package. It tells you what to do and tells you how to sign up for a free estimate. Also has our phone number, 931-808-5596 on it. Just make it a little bit simpler for the client.
So can they actually set up the time that they do the consultation?
Yes.
You don't have to go back in. As a business owner, how much has that alleviated pressure on you to have them have that consultation process?
Quite a bit. It makes it so much easier for the client just to, they can look at their schedule. They can schedule when they want me to come by. I check the website on my end and show up when I say I'll show up, and it's just ease for them.
I think that's the thing sometimes as a business owner, you know, you've been doing this for about 3 years now.
Yep.
And, you know, you're doing fine, quote unquote.
Yeah.
But then it's, knowing now that people can just schedule those consultations and it's all set for you, it shows up on your calendar. I think sometimes business owners are hesitant to kind of make that leap to have the website, or they feel like they're losing that personal touch.
Mm-hmm.
How's that been for you?
I don't feel like I'm losing the personal touch at all. It's kind of one of those things I waited for years to do it. And as things grew, as clientele grew, I had to have somewhere to kind of give them a place to look and learn a little bit more information. And so that's why I started. It was
well, and you could have that personal consultation with every one of your clients.
Absolutely.
But that's, you know, 15, 20 minutes, maybe two or three times a day, even four times a day, 15 minutes, four times a day. Mm-hmm. That's an hour of your time that you're spending where you could just send people to a website.
Absolutely.
And so I think sometimes business owners forget that.
Yeah.
And they get overwhelmed by, oh my gosh, I couldn't create a website. That's too overwhelming. So we're here to say Darren's 41 and not tech savvy and he could do it.
Not
so,
tech savvy at all.
So could you.
Not tech savvy at all. But yeah, I did it myself and it's you don't lose the personal touch. And that's what I like about it as well. You know, when you set up a consultation, you request a phone call if you want. Mm-hmm. I can call you, talk to you about it. I'll actually come to your home and do the estimate myself. There's options for doing online estimates, but I like to go put hands on. Like I said, it's every job's different. Every algae, dirt, chemical compound's different. So I love speaking to the customer and kind of finding out what they want and customizing every experience to them.
So tell me about, you have three packages, basic, premium, basic, standard, and premium.
Yes.
Can you tell me a little bit about what those packages entail?
So in your basic packages, it's usually going to start around $99. And what that's going to do, we can do spot washing for your algae. So instead of doing a full house wash, we will identify the algae and kind of target it with a spot wash. So if you have some on this side of your house, some on your garage, or some on your dormers, which are those little doghouse looking things on top of your house, mm-hmm. we'll come out and do a spot wash on those in the basic package. Your standard package is going to be a full house wash. We're going to go from top to bottom, from gutter to ground, wash everything. We'll probably throw in a couple porch washes as well. And then we'll start looking at your surfaces, at like your walkways and your driveway. Your premium package is going to be all of that. It's going to be driveway, walkways. We'll take the stripes off your gutters. We'll wash the entire house. We'll do all your porches. Any little outbuildings you have, your doghouse has a little bit of algae on it, we'll get that too. Chicken coop, we'll get that too. You know, anything that you point out and say, hey,
even the pets get it too.
They get the fresh rinse treatment. You know, and I love it to be customer driven as well. You know, a lot of people think, oh well, he won't touch that because it's not a part of the package. Mm-hmm. You point it out, we'll spray it.
Yeah. So I, as a homeowner myself, I think of algae as like green slimy stuff. Mm-hmm. And I don't have green slimy stuff, but I do have a white house, and I know that sometimes my house is not as white as normal.
Yes.
So tell me a little bit about, as a homeowner, how can I tell what could be washed, or you know, what couldn't? How can I tell if I should be calling you?
If you go outside, you see any kind of discoloration. So algae comes in different forms. You've got green, browns, you've got blacks. If you go out there and spray it with your water hose and it does not come off your house, it's most likely algae. It's most likely time to call the fresh rinse.
So in my driveway, too, I have spots where, you know, you can tell that the concrete is lighter, brighter in color. And sometimes, you know, there's a spot where it's discolored somehow. Mm-hmm. Is it that algae will grow in different areas based on maybe the sun or the water patterns of, you know, where the rain wash goes? And
absolutely.
Stuff like that?
Algae loves dark. It's an organism. So yeah. It loves dark and cool places. It loves the porous concrete, so it'll actually grow into the concrete, which makes it very difficult to remove with normal, you know, water and chemicals. But yeah, so we'll basically just kill that algae or put it to rest, mm-hmm. and then we'll get rid of it.
Well, and we mentioned animals and pets in the home, or chickens and that kind of stuff. So is you mentioned chemicals. Mm-hmm. Do you have to be concerned about your pets or your chickens or your whatever? I don't really care about the spiders in my house, but they can be poisoned out by this. But is that a concern for homeowners?
Not long term, no. So when we do a wash, we do want your pets inside or in a secure area. As long as we know where they are, they'll be 100% safe. But long term, no. About, you know, once we're done with the process, once we've rinsed, it is completely safe for pets and kids and everyone to go outside and enjoy the bright new home.
So it's just during the process.
Just during the process.
So, and is the rinse like that's part of, you know, wait till you see the rinse.
Yes.
Is that just a water, or is that a special chemical?
It's a special chemical as well. So we spray on a chemical to, like I said, put to rest the algae, mm-hmm. you know, It's non-violent process. And then they rinse it as well.
I mean, listen, I've seen some stuff that pressure washers can do, and it could be a little violent.
It could be a little violent, yeah. But we like to, that's why we call it soft washing, because it's not a violent process. It's a very smooth process. So we get rid of the algae, and then we rinse it away with essentially a soap cleaner.
Yeah.
And then after that, we hit it with water, and it's bright and shiny, and it'll stay good for about a year or two.
A year or two. That's good to know as well. So we mentioned before you have a little discount for those who are listening today.
Absolutely. So if you are a listener right now, you go to thefreshrinse.com, you'll get 10% off your first service. If you call the number 931-808-5596, you'll also get 10% if you mention this radio spot.
So you mentioned that you heard Darren on the radio talking on local matters, and let him know, and you can get 10% off. The process would be they could book online for a consultation. You'd come over, you'd give them a quote, and then they can get the 10% off.
Absolutely. You go online, you book it, you put in the notes, hey, I heard you on the radio, 10% right there. Or you can give me a call and hear my wonderful voice. And I will tell you personally, hey, I'll give you 10%. Thanks for listening to the radio.
Well, that sounds great. Don't forget thefreshrinse931.com, and you can get your 10% off for mentioning. You can start there, look at the packages, book your consultation, and we will be right back. Stick with us. Welcome back. I am Tiffany Anton from the Biz Foundry. I have Darren Reed in today from The Fresh Rinse.
Hey, folks.
And Rico, Real Estate Collective, Realtor.
I'm a Realtor.
Realtor. Sometimes that's a hard word.
It is.
I feel
it
like
is.
That's a hard word.
Also, real estate agents, the same thing.
Yeah, that's an easier word. yeah. So you mentioned that you were in the Navy.
Yes.
And for 7 years, that was kind of an after college kind of thing.
Yeah.
Just a sidetrack of things.
Yeah.
What being a vet owned business, people talk about that all the time. What does that mean?
For me, what it means is we're part of a group. It's a group that we're part of. It just means that you are going to get someone who is trustworthy. Someone who pays attention to fine details, someone who has served your country and is in turn attempting to serve you.
Yeah. There's a mindset that is part of being a veteran.
Absolutely. There really is. And it's, like I said, it's just people who have served you want to serve you again.
Yeah.
And that's kind of, it's a small community of people.
But I think that it sometimes feels like, well, this is not like, you're not risking your life to clean a driveway, which I would beg to some of these houses.
Some of these houses are pretty scary.
Risking your life a little bit.
Yeah.
But I think it's the thought, the mindset, the work ethic, the training that you went through,
yes.
which at the time being, you know, probably in your early 20s, mm-hmm. early to mid 20s, you probably didn't think the training you were going through, you probably felt like that was going to serve you in the military.
In the military, and that's it. You
yeah.
know, you thought this is all I'm going to need this for. It's kind of like, you know, playing the recorder in elementary school.
Right.
When am I ever going to need this? But it does. It transfers over into civilian life. It transfers over into every job that I do. I take everything very serious.
Yeah.
I treat every customer the same. And I hit it like it's a mission. You know, I go after it very, very hard.
And do you think that being part of a group, this veteran-owned kind of stamp of approval, do you think that that helps give you the support? Because being an entrepreneur is not easy, and kind of having a network of people that, I had this difficult customer, or I had this great customer, those stories that kind of keep you going, is that kind of, how has that community impacted your business?
It helps. It helps with, experiences that, you know, we share experiences that we've had with clients and customers, and we're able to talk through certain issues that we may have had with clients or customers. We customize approaches, and we help each other with marketing, and it's just a support group.
Yeah, which I think everyone should find, no matter what kind of business you
absolutely,
have.
Absolutely, absolutely.
One of the other stamps of approval that you have is that you're a Black-owned business.
Yes, yes.
And how has that been, that journey into, there's not a lot of Black-owned businesses.
There's not.
In
there really
the
isn't.
Cumberland.
There really isn't. And I think it's relevant in the fact that, you know, it's just good for kind of showing the communities in the area that, you know, everyone has can get a foothold in this area.
Yeah.
You know, everyone's able to succeed in this area.
One of my biggest champions is I love to have younger people see, you know, Black-owned businesses, women-owned businesses, minority-owned businesses. I love that younger people kind of see that that's an option.
Yes.
Probably you growing up, you didn't see a lot of Black-owned businesses or only a specific, you know, area.
Well, my mom owned a few beauty shops, mm-hmm. so I did see her as an entrepreneur, and that gave me pretty much the drive I have today to kind of do my own thing. But in the community as a whole, there's not much representation in that mm-hmm. that area. But like I said, it's for me to kind of just show people, hey, I'm blazing a trail. you can do it too. Let's go.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Well, and I think the other thing that so much in a home service industry like this, you don't see people legitimize. It's oh, I know a guy who has a pressure washer and does this. And I love that you have created a website and a logo, and you're making this a legitimate business, not just, you know, oh, that's Darren in his little truck, and, you know, hopefully it's the right guy that shows
up. The clean machine is what I call it.
Right. Well, but, you know, you have a branded shirt, and you have, you know, you have business cards, and you have legitimized your business to give a leg up. In just this, not even a veteran-owned business or a black-owned business, just in the business world, sometimes in the service industry, people just don't, I can do that for you, and it's like helping out a neighbor.
Yeah, exactly. I wanted to, I wanted to be legit. I wanted to be able to knock on people's doors. I wanted to be able to show people that you can trust the business itself, you know. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of great pressure-washing businesses in the Upper Cumberland. I just wanted to be one of them, you know, and
with the coolest logo,
with the coolest logo. And I wanted to be one of them, and I wanted to be, like you said, legit. And so we've got all the things that we need to have, and I want people to be able to find me when they need to find me, and recognize me when they see me. And when I'm knocking on their door, they say, oh, there's the Fresh Rinse. Like, yeah, here I am.
If you're just joining us, we have the Fresh Rinse Darren Reed in today. And so We've talked a little bit about your services. Tell me a little bit more. So we talked a lot about driveways and concrete, but the material, so metal of gutters, I assume, and then like the siding is made of.
The vinyl, yeah.
Vinyl siding. So you can work on that as well.
Absolutely. So we do brick, we do stucco, we do metal siding, we do vinyl siding. We tend to shy away from paint because paint tips typically when algae grows on paint, and if you get it done early enough, it doesn't affect it. But when you let algae sit on paint, the algae tends to mold and fuse with the paint. So when we put the chemical on that algae, paint and algae falls off the house. So
yeah.
So if you get it done early, and if you get it done a part of your home maintenance, like spring cleaning process, then your house will never have algae. But yeah, we work on all surfaces, roofs as well. Those black streaks on your roof, they don't have to be there.
Well, and you don't have to pay $10,000 for a new roof.
Exactly. And a lot of people think, you know, hey, my roof is terrible. I need to get a new roof. No. You just need to have me come out and get rid of the algae that's growing on the roof.
And you kind of mentioned earlier, you can do small jobs, big jobs, all in between. So if I have just, you know, a cabin that I want to freshen up, that's, you know, a two-bedroom cabin or something, that's not too small.
There's no too small. We're here to serve the community. And so if the community has a small job, then we'll do it. If it has a huge job, we'll do that as well. There is no job too small. There really isn't.
Yeah. So, so you got the website, and the website address is thefreshrinse931.com. And what do you think, where do you see kind of the next five, you've been doing this for about 3 years now. Where do you see the next 5 to 10 years going for the Fresh Rinse?
I really want to expand. Right now we're running one truck, one man. I'd like to get someone working with me so they can experience those customer those customer smiles.
Yeah. Does that feel intimidating or overwhelming to have an employee?
It does. It really does, because I know that I can trust myself, and I know that, you know, I provide this, a certain service, and to add someone into that mindset is very difficult.
Well, and I even think, I think it was a handyman I had talked to at one point. He had talked about having like a apprentice program. And I think, you know, this is something that young people could get involved
Absolutely.
With, but it's so hard to find the right fit sometimes.
It does. It is hard to find. And I do. And I have spoken with my wife about it, and we thought, you know, let's find a high school kid, you know, who wants a summer job and he can apprentice and learn how to do it. And then that's something I want to do in the future. And that's why I want to grow, is to be able to provide more for the community.
You want to be able to need that second truck.
I want to need that second truck. I want to need that, those couple high school kids that are looking for, you know, a little summer job and to be able to provide a little money for them in their pocket going into school in the summer. That would be very satisfying for me.
Do you think you would expand outside, you know, if have remote satellite locations? Is that kind of in your thought process?
Absolutely. I mean, I want to bring my affordability and service to everyone. Mm-hmm. And I think everyone deserves to have a clean surface and a clean house. It's one of those, it's a weird thing to say, but when you drive around and you see people's homes, you say, man, I wish I could get that job because that person.
Well, and if you let's just put this out there into the world too. So if you get your curb appeal up and it's mm-hmm. looking, you know, nice and fresh from the outside, and you decide that you want to sell your home, then Darren's there as well.
I'm there as well. I can I can list your home as well. Yeah, I mean, and then people do. They take for granted how much of a difference it makes to a potential buyer when they're walking up to a house and you have taken care of the outside of your house. Mm-hmm. You know, because they automatically assume. And I'm not speaking for everyone, but they automatically assume if this driveway is this clean, if this sidewalk is this clean, the inside of the house must be just as immaculate.
Yeah. And they and at least they must take care of their house.
They take care of their house.
I mean, everybody can, you know, pick up or vacuum enough mm-hmm. when you're showing a house to make it look good. But that extra step to know, oh, they actually invested money into this. They probably invested money into even taking care of your air conditioning unit yeah. or cleaning out your vents and stuff, you know, exactly. cleaning your air filters, all that kind of stuff, where that curb appeal is so important. And not even for selling your house, just for living in your house.
For your own peace of mind.
There are times where I've had my house pressure washed before, and I feel better. Mm-hmm. Like I said, it's a white house, so shows. And so when it gets cleaned, it's like, you know, your little baby after a bath.
It is. It's so shiny and pretty.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you have a discount for today's listeners.
Absolutely. So if you go onto the website, thefreshrents931.com, down there in the notes, when you register for your free estimate, you say, hey, I heard you on the radio. We'll give you 10%. Or if you call us at 931-808-5596, you'll speak to me directly and mention that you heard me on the radio, and I'll give you 10% right then as well.
So once again, who are the customers that you want to call you today?
All the customers, everyone. Anyone who has a dirty house, a dirty driveway, a walkway, a porch with cobwebs and dirt. If you got dirty furniture on your porch, you know, we'll spray that too.
Honestly, the thing that is like piquing my interest is those gutters, because
absolutely.
Who wants to get up on their ladder and clean out their gutters? And, you know, I have like this 10-foot I think my neighbors all laugh at me when I'm trying to clean out my gutters.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
All I do is take the leaves out, and that's about it, because I'm not messing with much up there. And so it's Darren's your guy for the things you don't want to do.
So you don't want to do. Yeah, absolutely. You got stripes on your gutters. Everyone hates those. They're very difficult to get rid of. I'll get rid of those as well. From the gutters down to the roof, everything. I'll take care of it. I'll make it look great for you. It's also for, you know, it's a safety issue as well. You know, if you have algae growing on your sidewalk and on your steps and on your porch, when it rains, it gets cool, it gets slippery. And that's a hazard as well. And so I can clean that up for you.
I mean, you don't want your delivery man slipping on your front stairs and trying to sue you after.
Then you're calling your insurance guy and asking him, hey, what's going to happen next?
Yeah. And we could find you an insurance guy, neither one of us are those guys.
No, we're not those guys at all.
So we'll have you clean it up first so that you don't have to worry about that. So make sure you go to thefreshrents931.com, mention today's interview, and Darren will give you 10% off. And thanks for coming in today, Darren.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Hear more about your story.
Thank you for having me.